be here in this moment, just sitting, choicelessly present, aware without attending to any sensory object, yet allowing energy to flow freely through the senses, allowing the aliveness of this moment to be as it is. Simply abide with what is, remaining present, intimately connected with what is happening, without thinking, without mediation by the mind. There are two fundamental patterns that lock us into identification with the limited mind. Our body wants to feel good. We crave the experience of what is pleasant, or what is predictable, what is known. And our mind wants to know. It wants to feel that it is in control. When the mind believes that it knows, it feels that it is in control. The body wants to feel good. The mind wants to know. These are the two unconscious processes that we make conscious. We sit with no preference. No preference toward what the body experiences. And we sit okay with not knowing. We let go of any idea that one sensation is positive and another negative. There is just sensation, just aliveness, an endless field of changing phenomena. Let go of discrimination between this and that. Let go of perception of things. When there are no preferences, no perception of things. There are no reactions, no pushing away, and no clinging. You stop feeding the egoic patterns. You stop being interested or fixated with particular sensations or particular thoughts. We come to this place of choiceless awareness, not by doing, and not by attempting to stop doing. We come to this place by recognizing the truth, by recognizing who or what is constantly doing, who or what has been in control. Don't assume that you know what these words mean. Don't assume that you know what it means for the mind and body to drop off. Investigate with a beginner's mind. Let go of any idea that you have to disappear, or that there's some void, or that there is no self. If you hold these concepts, they can be obstacles. Some teachers say you have to become no one. But don't let this become a concept. Non-dual union is beyond all notions of self and no self. All of these concepts are barriers. Mind dropping off doesn't mean there's no mind. It is neither mind nor no mind. It is neither self nor no self. You could say mind becomes unlimited, so it is no longer your mind, no longer personal mind. It is the filter or limitation that drops off. Surrender your will, your wanting, to the spiritual heart. Don't get snagged by the material world, the world of changing forms, and don't dwell in inner emptiness. The truth is beyond this duality of form and emptiness. Realize form as exactly emptiness, emptiness as exactly form. Then all duality vanishes by itself. Just sit, being okay with what is, being okay with not knowing. Not knowing is a gateway to all realization. Let go of time and space, and remain awake in the eternal now. When you remain continuously awake, dreams vanish. Don't deny the reality of the world, or you will miss it. Don't believe in the reality of the world, or you will suffer. Denying or affirming, you remain trapped on the level of the limited mind. The limited mind is a distortion of the truth. Realize what is beyond concepts. Experience this moment raw and unprocessed by the mind. If you realize this one truth, the truth of being in this moment without the filter of the conditioned mind, then it is like a sword that cuts through all delusion in a single blow.